This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
9:19 a.m. You're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana Shaoning and Phil. Let's get a quick update on the FBM KLCI. Are we still up 8%?
Yes, on a year-to-date basis, to be exact, 7.88%. This morning alone, we are up by 0.5% to 1,569 points.
All right. Well, let's turn our attention to the electric vehicles market in China. Approximately 14 million EVs were sold in 2023, and two players, BYD and Tesla, have been battling for the top spot in the sector.
In the last quarter of 2023, BYD saw the first quarter where its battery-only sales have outpaced Tesla's thanks to aggressive price cuts. But China's biggest EV maker dominance as the world's biggest EV seller was short-lived as first quarter sales fell by 43% quarter-on-quarter to around 300,000, while Tesla delivered only around 386,000 vehicles.
So has the electric vehicle boom hit a wall, and who will come to dominate the market? For more insights on this, we speak to Ray Kuo, Director of Research Department at CGS International Securities. Good morning, Ray. Thanks very much for joining us. EV sales globally, we've been seeing the numbers slip with intense price competition and new models being introduced at a record pace. Is this the scenario also the case in China?
Thank you. Good morning. There was more than 60 new model launches in the first quarter 24, both from emerging EV makers and also traditional ICE makers, with a selling price that was 10 to 15% lower than the similar configuration. We believe Chinese EV maker is the most competitive market in the world, given that not only the EV maker cutting price for market share, but ICE maker also facing challenges and cutting price on their legacy model in order to maintain their sales.
Well, Ray, as you're saying, right, China, these leading makers have been cutting prices rather aggressively, with even Tesla doing so. What is the strategy really behind this move?
Since BYD, Chinese market leaders initiating the price war with the revamped model in the first quarter this year, other EV OEM appear to have a low choice but to lower the selling price of their models in order to maintain competitive. We believe that almost all EV players engaged in the price war in the first quarter this year in order to gain market share. Nowadays, market share comes first, apply to all Chinese EV maker in our view.
But with this fight for market share, would we see the demise of these smaller EV players? I mean, who's vulnerable to that? Or will we actually see some industry consolidation?
Well, we believe the second-tier EV maker with annual shipment of fewer than 200,000 units will struggling to survive because it appear difficult to be profitable while consistently burning money. We believe that only those with a strong financial and technological capability will be successful. The electrical vehicle industry has been consolidating over the past 2 years in China. More than three Chinese emerging EV makers have exited the market or gone bankrupt. We believe that Xiaomi will be the last emerging EV manufacturer to enter China EV market, excluding the traditional ICE maker launching EV models.
So you mentioned Xiaomi, and I suppose they would be one of the competitors towards Tesla. I mean, Tesla released the results last night, quite disappointing. Do you think that in China they can retain their edge in the luxury EV segment?
To be honest, Tesla market share in China has been declining since first quarter last year, falling from approximately 15% in the first quarter last year to only 7% in the first quarter this year. Over the past 12 months, they lose almost half of the market share, only to increase the competition from Chinese EV makers such as Huawei Best Series, Xiaopan, BYD, all give a very strong competitive to Tesla model. We don't expect Tesla to gain market share in China, but it will continue to be one of the key EV players in China and in the world due to their leading technologies in EV industry.
And Ray, Chinese EV players like BYD, Li Auto and XPeng have done well domestically, but can they actually penetrate other markets like the EU and the US? Are there currently any trade barriers imposed there?
BYD Xiaopan has been selling EVs in Europe since 2022, but Li Auto has not yet to export its EV. There are no import tariffs for the US and the EU currently, but we believe both regions will impose import tariffs on Chinese EV in the near future to protect their auto industry. In general, Chinese EV sell for 20 to 40% cheaper than the local EVs, with a better configuration and more intelligent features in the cockpits.
Mm.
However, Chinese EV manufacturers achieve approximately 20 to 40% higher selling price when they sell domestically. So I believe they will target the overseas market will be the one of the major driver of the EV sales.
Ray, with that, what is your call on the sector and your top three picks and why?
In Hong Kong and China market, we prefer BYD followed by the Li Auto due to their increased EV shipment growth and also higher vehicle profit margin.
Ray, thank you very much for speaking with us. That was Ray Kwok, Director of Research at CGS International Securities, giving us the outlook for the Chinese EV market. They really are one of those sectors that just has the most competitors compared to the rest of the world, really, where, you know, there still seems to be space made.
Yeah, so 60 new models all coming in at lower prices, and the fight for market share is real. BYD, if I look at the Hong Kong listed shares, is down 8% on a year-to-date basis. Valuation is okay, not too bad. 14 times PE. Does the street believe this name? Is it going to be giving Tesla a run for its money as the number one car maker? And the answer is yes. 38 buys, one hold, just one sell. Consensus target price, 282 Hong Kong dollars. Current share price hasn't opened yet because Hong Kong opens at 10 a.m. 197 Hong Kong dollars.
Do you think the Chinese are doing so well in this space because they timed it right? They got into the market at the right time. And, you know, generally all these Western automakers, they struggle to transition because they're still stuck with the current ICE platform, right? The combustion engine platform.
China started this way, way back, right?
Yeah.
In that sense, they really had the vision to go into this industry. And don't forget, they did receive a lot of government support to actually build this. This isn't an overnight thing. They've been working on this for the better part of the last decade. And that's what gives them the advantage now. We do see that in the West, they are struggling to pick up. And we're seeing governments, they're also starting to want to give their automakers an edge. How is this going to play out is the big question.
And very quickly, Li Auto, his other recommendation, another darling, even though this stock is down more than 30% on a year-to-date basis. 38 buys, no holds, just one sell. Consensus target price for the Hong Kong listed share, 197 Hong Kong dollars. It closed $98 yesterday.
All right. It's 9:27 in the morning. We do have a quick message for you.
Are you looking to take your brand to the next level and inspire future marketeers? Seize this opportunity to immerse yourself in the ultimate brand building experience. Take your brand to the next level and build future marketeers with 25 brand building experts at the 19th BFM Brand Fest, happening on the 3rd and 4th of July at the CCEC at the Vertical Bangsa South City.
Early bird tickets end on the 26th of April, so don't miss out and head over to bfm.my/brandfest for more information. We have the 9:30 a.m. news bulletin coming up next, followed by the property show where we look at the outlook for the luxury real estate market. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.